This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, the football season has started. Well, that's not something I'd normally be highlighting here on Environment Matters, but something I do like to highlight is tree planting. Trees, of course, are important in our fight against climate change because of their ability to absorb and lock up carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. But it doesn't take a keen arboriculturalist to see that climate change itself is having a huge effect on local trees, with many looking stressed or even dying in this summer's many heat waves. So keeping planting new trees is all important. Watford has been particularly successful with their council's efforts to increase the number of trees around the borough, and an extensive tree planting programme has helped them achieve tree cover of 18.2%. That's 2% higher than the national average. What's even more brilliant is that these trees are expected to remove around 125,000 tonnes of carbon from the atmosphere over their lifetime. So where does football come into this? Well, let's hear from Watford Borough Councillor Ian Stotesbury, Portfolio Holder for Sustainability, and Kevin Newman, Head of Retail at Watford Football Club, to find out. Councillor Stotesbury, Kevin Newman, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on Environment Matters today. So, Kevin, could I start with you? And are you able to help us by telling us how Watford Football Club is helping Watford Borough Council plant more trees?
With the launch of our new away kits, which is green in colour and green in fabric as well, we wanted to combine and partner up with the council and work with them on the Your Tree, Our Future campaign. Also, we are offering for every three shirts sold, we're going to be buying a tree for the initiative and donating it.
Fantastic. Now, you said that there was something, not just the green colour, but also the way that the shirt is made is green. Can you just tell us how you've made sure that the shirt itself is a bit more sustainable?
Yeah, the fabric is made from recycled polyester. That supplier is a predominantly Chinese supplier, and the shirts are manufactured in China. The Far East are sometimes not the most environmentally conscious, I think. So we've been pushing for them to be a little bit mindful, and a little bit more sustainable in the future. So over the past few years, I mean, we've done things like we've reduced the amount of poly bags when they ship the goods to us, and we're ordering thousands and thousands of shirts, and instead of having one poly bag for every shirt, we've reduced that to every 10 shirts in a bag. So that's kind of reducing by 90%. That was our first message. But this was trying to make the fabric sustainable, which other manufacturers are doing, which that was more of a challenge, and we've been pushing for it for a few years, and finally they've made us our home and away shirts out of recycled polyester.
And why do you think that it's important making these sustainable steps?
Well, I think, I mean, obviously there's some clear and obvious sustainability issues around football shirts, and the fact that every football club in the country is releasing three new football shirts every year. And they are predominantly some are being collected and some are being recycled, but a lot of them are going into landfill. So it's important that we're mindful of that, and we spread the message, and we try to do the right thing and make this make the whole kind of football shirt ecosystem sustainable and make sure we're not damaging the planet too much.
Yeah, indeed. And have you had any feedback from supporters about this?
Not so much on the initial message. I mean, I think there's some good comments on social media, but it's quite a new initiative that's come about. But It's obviously we as a club we are we've been quite vocal and about trying to be more sustainable and be one of the leaders in the football industry in terms of sustainability, and we set a target to be net zero by 2040. So, and we're kind of well on the way to that. And there's a few initiatives we've been doing along the way. There's lots of great stuff that goes on at our training ground. So I think and the fans are very much on board with that. We were partnered with an app called Lower for a long time, which we had our fans were tracking their journeys and trying to reduce their fuel consumption coming to games. So as a club, we've tried to be conscious of that and tried to pass the message on to our fans.
Now, Ian, you've got these fantastic donations from the sale of kit from Watford Football Club. What will these donations allow you to do, tree-wise?
Yeah, thanks, Amanda. And yeah, great to be back. So yeah, the Your Tree, Our Future initiative is something that Watford Borough Council is part of. It's going on across Hertfordshire. And through that, in the past few years, we've seen residents pick up, thousands and thousands of trees. Over the Your Tree, Our Future initiative, we've distributed in the region of 20,000 trees already over the past few years. That's it since 2022. But of course, more the merrier. There's a lot of gardens in Watford. There's a lot of gardens in Hertfordshire. And this initiative is where people come and collect their own saplings and put them in their own garden, or they put them on land that they own. We've also had, community centres and churches and mosques come and collect, hedgerows and trees for their land. It's all about raising the canopy of the town in general. And these are saplings that people take home and take care of themselves. So, as Kevin said, this will help bump up those numbers, make more trees available. We always have more requests than we have trees each year. Watford Borough Council puts in some money to top up the project, but of course Hertfordshire County Council, who coordinate it across the county, they put in money as well. So we've got some capacity to top up funds for this, but every little really does help. And in this, it's also the statement. The really, really important thing for us is the club is flying the flag of the initiative for us too, and encouraging people to get involved. So not only are they helping raise the number of trees available, but they're also helping raise awareness of this initiative. So, we're very grateful and very thankful to have that partnership.
I imagine that you are. And you've been quite successful. You say it's all about sort of raising the size of the tree canopy throughout Watford. And you really have been able to make actual sort of tangible, measurable increases. Can you tell us about what else you've been doing to increase the tree cover?
Yeah, so this initiative is one of them. This is where we encourage residents and hopefully Watford FC fans to come grab their tree and take them home and plant them in their sites. But we've also been increasing the tree planting in our parks. Having large trees in our parks are really useful for having shade availability for people who want to go make use of parks, really, really, really important. But we've also been doing lots of street planting as well, so planting on pavements along streets. So for that, there's been hundreds of trees planted. They're much more expensive things to do, so the numbers are fewer, but they're more mature trees as well, so they come in larger too. And then, of course, one of the big things we do is we manage Whippendale Woods and some other areas of special interest. In Whippendale Woods, we just this year, with the help of lots of residents, again, thank you to everyone who got involved, we planted 3,000 trees in Whippendale Woods to restore an area which we had to sadly fell due to ash dieback and other issues. So helping to support canopy there. Tree cover is about 18.2% across Watford in general, which is higher than the national average by quite a long way, about 2% above the average, national average. But there's more to do. And there are also some areas that we know as a council are a bit behind. So we want to focus our sort of larger efforts on street trees to those areas that, are a bit behind from other areas as well. So we're happy with the progress, but there's a journey to be followed. There's a ways to go.
Yes, indeed. I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice there, and you say how actually this is something that Watford Borough Council puts money into. I just wondered why you felt that it's so important. This isn't just about the environment, is it? This is about more than that. You mentioned shade there, but there's a whole lot going on here, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, at the simplest point, trees are also really beautiful, right? So your environment is improved by more trees. That could be the street you're on, that could be the garden you're in, that could be the park you're visiting. It's a really important thing for our well-being. We saw that in COVID. Some of us, I was lucky enough to have access to my garden during COVID, but some of us didn't. Access to parks are something that our residents talk about all the time. We're really lucky in Watford. We've got loads of parks. We're one of the highest green flag parks sites in the country. We're really really proud of our parks, but you know, improving them should never be taken for granted. And you know, these are special, special areas for us. So our well-being is better with good access to green spaces and good access to trees. We're also seeing very, very quite substantive heat waves at the moment. So having really substantive tree cover, they help for shade. That's also important on our streets too. You know, when you walk out your door and there's not a tree nearby, that pavement will be baking by comparison. And in general, having good tree canopy is really healthy for that perspective as well. But they're beautiful. They provide shade. They provide habitat as well. One of the ways that we think about our tree cover in the town as well is trying to provide nature corridors between parks. So, you know, give tree canopies to allow birds and other animals, you know, be it squirrels or what have you, to effectively migrate, if you want to use that word, between our parks as well. They're an integral part of life. And even for those who are less interested in the climate aspect, they are beautiful. So in general, I've not really met anyone who doesn't want to see tree cover increase.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that, being a bit of a fan of trees myself. Now, as the portfolio holder for sustainability, Ian, a lot of your job must be about messaging and communicating climate change and the importance of the environment. And I just wondered what it meant to you to have Watford Football Club joining with you as far as the messaging goes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Kevin introduced it a little bit earlier, but you know, Watford FC are doing loads on this topic as well, talking to their fans about how they get to the club, but also how they think about their food and all these things. And you know, really grateful for the club leading on that front. Let's be honest, politicians are not the most trusted people in the world. Understatement of the century, perhaps, but fans have such a close relationship, especially with a club like Watford FC. I've actually bought my first ever club kit because of this initiative, but you know, they really are, and I'll say this even if Kevin wasn't on the line with us, they are the family club, right? And the relationship that our community has with their club is incredibly strong. So they are an incredibly powerful position to bring things like this to their awareness. And they're a trusted voice. You know, they're a different voice to the council. The council is a trusted voice. Politicians maybe less so in general, but you know, Watford FC and clubs across the country have a special relationship with their fans. So fans will listen to them in a way that they wouldn't necessarily listen to somebody else. So you know, really grateful for them to, you know, fly the flag.
And Kevin, I just wondered whether you saw this as the start of an ongoing relationship and whether you hope to do more to help Ian and the rest of the council with their climate action and their climate message in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is, as you say, this is just the start. I think we've got, obviously, we have a, you know, Ian's been done lots of great work in the past with Tarang, head of sustainability, which we plan to continue on. But there's, I think there's, as Ian said, there's lots of projects that we can work on where we can get our voices, get the message across to our fans where perhaps others may not be able to, and we can. I think there's lots of opportunities where we can align as a club and a council.
Indeed. Kevin Newman, Councillor in Stokesbury, thank you so much for joining me today to tell us about that.
Thank
Bye.
you. Thank
I was talking there to Watford Borough Councillor Ian Stokesbury, portfolio holder for sustainability, and to Kevin Newman, head of retail at Watford Football Club. And I think what Councillor Stokesbury was saying about the football club being a trusted communicator was particularly interesting. And I do think that there's even more potential for sports clubs to help convey information and set an example, particularly to hard-to-reach groups, about why taking action to protect the environment is so important for all of us, including for sports people, and how we can all take effective steps to help both on match days and elsewhere in our lives. And it was great to hear about what Watford Football Club is doing to help, but perhaps you know a Hertfordshire sports club that's going the extra mile for the environment. Perhaps your swimming club is promoting swimwear made from recycled fishing nets, or your bowling club might have a great way of encouraging lift sharing, or perhaps your hockey club has a kit store, so not everyone has to buy their own kit, or whatever it is. It would be great to hear about any steps towards sustainability that your sports club is making. Do get in touch via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6, on X, and on Facebook. And whilst you're thinking about getting in touch, it would be lovely to hear from you with your tales of your sustainable holidays. Here on Environment Matters, we'll be celebrating the next SustFest seasons, a weekend of travel and transport-themed eco-events between the 19th and the 22nd of September in St Albans District, by hearing about your more sustainable holidays. Now, they don't have to be completely sustainable, but I'd love to hear about any sustainable elements. I'd love to hear from you if you've enjoyed a holiday where perhaps you've travelled to your holiday destination in an unusual and eco way, or perhaps when you were actually on holiday, you did something particularly good for the planet, or perhaps even you did something so lovely right here in Hertfordshire that you had a great summer and didn't even need to go on holiday. Again, do get in touch on email amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or via Facebook, Environment Matters on Mix 92.6. Would be lovely to hear from you. And I've just got time to tell you about a great website that I stumbled across. It's called Grown Out of It. Now, of course, many children going back to school now, and basically the website allows you to buy or sell secondhand uniforms for local schools and scout groups, all for free with no commission taken. And it also lists local uniform exchanges, including the East Hearts Uniform Exchange, CIC. Now, there's been discussion recently about the cost of school uniforms and about proposals for restrictions on the number of branded items that schools can require, with parents having to stump up hundreds of pounds for new uniforms. And I spoke to one parent who said that it wasn't even possible for second children to have hand-me-downs, as the school had different logos for each school house and the children had been put in different houses. And not only does the financial cost have a huge effect on families, but the cost to the environment is also huge if parents feel they have to buy new uniforms each time and discard outgrown items. Now, I know that many schools do have second-hand uniform shops of their own, but they're not always at convenient times. So I do think that the Grown Out of It website could well be worth a look, with pre-loved uniform available not just for many local schools, but as I said, for scout groups too. And I'll pop a link to the site into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.